You're listening to Vatican Radio. Among the world's religious leaders gathered in Assisi on Tuesday for the World Day of Prayer for Peace is the Archbishop of Canterbury and head of the worldwide Anglican Communion, Justin Welby. The Anglican leader was moderating one of the many panel discussions organised by the St. Egidio community as part of a three-day international meeting focused on the theme Thirst for Peace, Religions and Cultures in Dialogue. Since the first Day of Prayer for Peace in Assisi, called for by Pope John Paul II exactly 30 years ago, St. Egidio has organised an annual interfaith encounter to highlight the vital role of dialogue among people of faith in promoting peace in the world. Archbishop Welby was joined by the founder of the St. Egidio community, Andrea Riccardi, by the former head of the Vatican's Council for Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, by Jewish interfaith expert Rabbi David Rosen, and by Italy's Deputy Foreign Minister Mario Giro to discuss the leadership role of the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew over the past quarter of a century. The spiritual leader of the Orthodox world has played a key part in promoting better relations with other Christian churches and other faith communities, as well as serving as a prophetic voice for the role of religions in protection of the environment. Vatican Radio's Massimiliano Menichetti caught up with Archbishop Welby just after the panel discussion.
The Patriarch is an extraordinary figure, a man of such power and deep spiritual life and of reconciliation in so many areas.
What does it mean for you, dialogue?
For me, dialogue means a very, very careful listening, more than lots of speaking.
What do you wish for the future?
As the Ecumenical Patriarch said, my wish for the future is that we have a breakthrough in ecumenism within the Church and a breakthrough towards recognizing our common discipleship in Jesus Christ.
That future goal will be at the top of the agenda again here in the Vatican when Archbishop Justin Welby comes for a two-day meeting with Pope Francis in just a couple of weeks' time. I'm Philippa Hitchin.